This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. Subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And now, the main course, the part of the show where we talk about food.
And Brendan, we've been covering food stories for a while now.
Many years, right? Yes.
And it is now to the point where if I'm at a restaurant with someone and there's a weird ingredient or food item on the menu, mm-hmm. they will ask me what it is.
And you're like, I only make myself sound smart with editing.
Yeah. Half the time, I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So today, we're launching an occasional series we're going to call Menu Mysteries, where we check out a restaurant's menu and have the chef decode some of the lesser-known ingredients on it. And for our inaugural outing, I went to Wolfdown in Los Angeles. That is a new restaurant from Chef Jason Kim. He also runs a place called Forage.
Great guy. By the way, not to gloat, but I had heard of the ingredients you're about to ask him about.
That is true. You had. And we ran them by our newsletter subscribers, and some of them had as well. Nevertheless, many we pulled were unfamiliar with these.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. The first menu item I asked Chef Kim about was a salad with Granny Smith apple, arugula walnuts, shallots, and here's the stumper, je toast. Is that how it's pronounced?
It's pronounced yay toast, like yay and toast. A very festive sounding cheese.
It's spelled G-J-E-T-O-S-T. The G and jam, imagine, is it a Scandinavian?
Yes, it's a cheese from Norway. Ye, G-J-E, is, I believe, the word for goat. This is a goat cheese. What they do is, when you usually make cheese, you separate the curds and the whey. So what they do is, the whey, they take it and they keep cooking it down.
What is whey?
Whey, it's just the byproduct when the dairy product cream separates. So you get a solid and then you get the liquid whey form. And then whey, nowadays, you see it in powder form, like at nutrition stores, high in protein. But in Norway, what they do is they cook it all the way down until it turns into this brown color. But it's almost like fudgy, sort of caramelly flavor, unlike any other cheese I've ever had. About a year and a half ago, my friend Leah, who owns an awesome cheese store, she introduced me to this cheese, and I was already working on like a caramel apple kind of salad, trying to go for that flavor without making it too sweet, without feeling like you're eating a dessert.
At the beginning of the meal, you probably don't want to have a dessert. This kind of brings up the question, though. Chefs, in a way, are artists, right? But do you have to go so far afield to a Norwegian cheese byproduct to get what you're going for in your mind?
It's not like I try to search for this cheese. It's almost like the cheese kind of found me. I walked into the store, and Leah just said, you have to try this cheese. And on the spot, I was like, this is the final element.
All right, let me take a taste of this. And it's really beautiful. It's got, I guess, those nice little arugula leaves and little chunks of apple. And I guess this is the yay toast on top. Sorry, this is the yay toast on top. I almost don't want to say yay toast. It sounds like something a child would say.
You know what? The first few times, everybody was kind of hesitant to say it, but now it's kind of become a joke. And every time this salad gets fired, we yell yay toast.
Well, if nothing else, it's built some esprit de corps around here. Here's a bite. Oh, yeah. I do taste the sweetness. It's very sweet. It only kind of turns into a cheese flavor on my palate after I've chewed it a little bit. This might be a really good way to get kids into eating salad.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, candy salads. That's what we're going for.
All right. Well, before I ruin my dinner with salad, let's move on to the next thing. This is, what are we looking at here?
Okay. This is our patatas bravas.
And on the menu, it says crispy russet potato, paprika, and scordalia. That is S-K-O-R-D-A-L-I-A. I will tell you that when I first heard that, I thought maybe it was a flower or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, I've S-K-O also sounds kind of, you know, Nordic to me somehow.
Actually, the scordalia is Greek in origin.
Right.
A Greek condiment. It's made with like old bread, garlic, lemon juice, almonds, and potato. Almost like a garlic paste sauce kind of thing.
So that's the thing. I'm looking at the plate right now. Yeah. So that is this like sort of arc of creaminess. Yeah. Yes. Around the edge of the plate.
So that's the scordalia. So this is pretty much our glorified French fries. But we wanted to present it with something else that I guess people are not used to having, rather than doing ketchup or aioli or something like that.
Could you not, though, just do a garlic sauce? What is this going to give you that a typical garlic sauce won't?
This sauce actually kind of has some sentimental value to me because when I first started cooking, one of my first paid jobs, I worked at a Greek restaurant. And this is like one of the first things that I cooked. And I was kind of like, wow, this is amazing. It's cool something like this exists.
What about it is so appealing to you?
I mean, first of all, I'm Korean and I eat insane amounts of garlic. we eat raw garlic. I mean, garlic is in everything in Korean food. And, you know, most of my training has been in French cooking, and French is like, you know, you never put too much garlic. You've always held back on the garlic. You don't want to taste any raw garlic, and that goes against everything I grew up and, like, learned to love, you know? So when I started working at this Greek restaurant and I tasted this, I was just like, okay, these guys understand. These guys know. So this is one of the first things that I learned to make at a restaurant that really spoke to me, and it made me feel like, oh, okay, so I don't have to hold back my garlic.
You can express your garlicky soul.
Exactly. So that's one of the reasons why I chose this.
All right, I'm going to take a bite. Nothing fancy about this. I'm just stabbing a delicious-looking golden fried chunk of potato and dipping it in this scordaglia. Oh, that's lovely. And it's a lot... I was about to say...
Yeah, it kicks in a little bit after.
So I was going to say it's milder than a garlic sauce, and that's not true at all.
No.
Chef Jason Kim of the LA restaurant Wolfdown.
I think you still smell faintly of Scordaglia.
I may never be rid of it.